Now at 11, a troubling new phase in the spread of the coronavirus, the mystery case in Northern California that has health officials scrambling to determine the full extent of the danger.
The person who exposed them probably exposed others, so there's probably other cases out there in the community that we don't know about.
The attack video has gone viral, and now we've learned the victim has come forward and is speaking with police investigators.
An outpouring of emotion from Alameda County parents worried about a toxic chemical.
You got to give us some answers. They ain't giving no answers.
Why they say concerns about their children are not being addressed. Now at 11 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a troubling sign that the coronavirus could be entering a new phase. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bassita. Officials confirm the country's very first transmission of the virus among the general public.
UC Davis Medical Center has just officially confirmed that it's treating the patient from Solano County. KPIX5's Katie Nielsen is live in San Francisco with new information on this latest case and what it could mean. Katie?
Liz, this is the first case in the United States where health experts don't know how this patient got sick. The patient hadn't traveled recently or been in contact with anyone known to have the disease. So that raises the possibility of community spread, which means the outbreak has entered a new phase.
There's probably other cases out there in the community that we don't know about.
UC Davis infectious disease expert Dean Blumberg says this one patient getting sick means the disease might be spreading.
The testing is very limited right now. We would like to have more widespread testing so that we know where this virus is, who's sick and who's at risk.
The most recent patient arrived at UC Davis last Wednesday, and doctors asked for the patient to be tested right away for the coronavirus. But according to an internal email leaked from UC Davis, since the patient did not fit the existing CDC criteria for coronavirus, a test was not immediately administered. The CDC finally allowed the patient to be tested Sunday, and it came back positive.
The testing is very limited right now. We would like to have more widespread testing so that we know where this virus is, who's sick, and who's at risk.
This afternoon, President Trump made a rare appearance in the White House briefing room to announce Vice President Mike Pence will lead the country's coronavirus task force.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
But a senior White House official tells CBS the president is taking over messaging to prevent the stock market from falling. Health experts question whether downplaying the risk is the right approach to take with a virus that has spread so rapidly in other countries.
Nobody here has been exposed to it. That means we are all susceptible to it. And that means if we do get a significant exposure, we will get infected. There's really not a question of that.
UC Davis has confirmed that a handful of their employees who treated that patient are going to be staying home to see if they get sick. Live in San Francisco, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
JetBlue just became the first U.S. carrier to waive change and cancellation fees for any of its flights booked the next 2 weeks. The airline doesn't fly to China, but does serve Latin America, which reported its first coronavirus case in Brazil. Delta Airlines is cutting back flights between the U.S. and Seoul, South Korea, starting this weekend. And Hawaiian Airlines is suspending all its flights to Seoul because of the outbreak. You can find any new travel advisories and all the latest developments on the coronavirus outbreak on our website, kpix.com.
A shooting rampage at one of the nation's largest breweries. Police say an employee killed five co-workers before taking his own life. This happened inside the Molson Coors complex in Milwaukee. Police found the 51-year-old gunman dead in his uniform. More than 1,000 people were working at the plant at the time. It's expected to be closed for the week. And so far, none of the victims have been identified, and a motive is still unclear.
It's the disturbing attack that's been seen around the world. Tonight, we're learning more about the elderly man who was robbed and assaulted while collecting cans. KPIX5's Joe Vasquez and how the victim is responding to the outpouring of support from the community. Joe?
San Francisco police today announced they've identified the elderly man who was attacked in the Bayview.
All right.
The community agency that found him and took him to police say the victim is in remarkably good spirits. How is he doing?
He was fine. I said, I have to take you to the police station now.
Michael Wong of the Community Youth Center in the Bayview says he found the victim of the attack collecting cans this morning. He says the man is in his 70s from the village of Kaiping in Guangdong Province. We are not identifying the victim, who says the people on Osceola Lane had been gracious in the past.
He knows the African American living there, and they are really kind to him.
He went out of his way to note that many of the neighbors are very kind to him.
Very kind. So when you see the videos, you see he had big bags of cans and bottles because he didn't pick them up. People give the cans.
People gave them to him. But what happened with this particular group?
The second time he went there again, then this one racial slurs and hit him in the head with a stick. It was bad.
They did hit him in the head.
Right in the head. I think we cannot tolerate these kind of things.
Wong says the victim gave a statement to police today. It is not clear whether investigators have identified any of the suspects. Wong says the victim moved to San Francisco 6 years ago and lives in the Bayview with his wife, who is a healthcare worker. Wong says the victim insisted he doesn't want any help and adamantly refuses to fill out paperwork for government aid.
He is a very proud old man. He believes in depending on his own. So he said, he keeps saying, I don't need benefits. I can live. I just want to go out and pick up cans and make a living.
Joe Vasquez, KPIX 5.
An investigation tonight into a deadly explosion at a home in Contra Costa County. Chopper 5 showed some visible damage to the windows of the Pittsburgh home. A man was killed in that blast. It happened about 9 this morning on Linshai Drive. Arson investigators are searching for the cause of that explosion.
An angry crowd voicing concerns in West Oakland tonight after toxic groundwater shut down McClymonds High School. KPIX 5's Andrea Nakano was at the town hall meeting that left people with more questions than answers tonight.
As you can imagine, it was a very heated meeting here tonight. A lot of parents who were concerned about what this carcinogen may be doing to their children.
How am I supposed to protect my child? Am I supposed to take my child to school?
West Oakland residents have one main concern: how bad and how far has the contamination spread into their community?
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at this. I feel like it's some bull.
Griffin has pulled her daughter from an elementary school located right next to McClymonds High, where health officials found high levels of TCE, a carcinogen.
You basically shutting us off? You can't shut us off. This is our You can't shut us off like that. You got to give us some answers. They ain't giving no answers.
Parents are concerned not wanting to return their children.
In search for those answers, the Oakland Unified School District has teamed up with county and state agencies to test the level of contamination. Nearly 200 samples were taken from the school with these canisters and sent out to a state lab.
I believe we should not have to wait until all the testing is done. We have to start right now taking protective measures for people's health.
Last week, TCE was found in the groundwater, which may be coming from a nearby business. The concern is the chemical has evaporated into the air. The district emphasizes it is not in the drinking water, but fear in the community tonight as they wonder how all of this has affected the kids.
I just pray that we haven't done harm to our young people. That can't be undone.
As for McClymonds High School, it will not open at least until the week of March 9th when test results are expected back. In Oakland, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
A heated battle erupts over a bold plan to ease the Bay Area housing crisis.
But until we have this unfortunate carrot and stick, folks are not going to act.
This is going to significantly reduce the amount of affordable housing that we can build.
In a special project home tonight, we'll examine the arguments behind the ballot measure that's divided affordable housing activists.
The leader has emerged from the pack with less than 1 week to go until the California primary.
And was the worry over San Francisco's switch to a car-free market street overblown? The new data tonight.